From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
The Redcliffe Club car boot sale, Saturday the 20th of August 2022. Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Our car boot sale will be held on Saturday the 20th of August 2022. You'll find us at our clubhouse in the city of Redcliffe, McFarlane Park, Klingner Road, Kippering 4021. Car boot sale opens at 9 a.m. Admission is free. Vendors are $5. Mark Roberts, VK4AN, will be there. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. We're also on Facebook. Looking forward to seeing you there. It'll be a good day out. Thank you. And 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The shortest period of daylight has come and passed us by for another year, and as the days grow slowly longer, perhaps we can think of projects to ready our clubs for the warmer weather. With the loss of the handy reference, the core book, we don't have much alternative than to turn to the internet for details of local points of contact. What if we don't really understand what the suitable search string is, or, for some, the lack of familiarity or confidence to play on the net? Not everyone lives in close proximity of a public library where the staff will happily walk them through the necessary moves on a public computer. Something that is old-fashioned and paper-based can be a great means of providing the information someone needs to find our club. A small brochure, a bookmark, or a poster for the local notice board at the shop may be the answer we are looking for. Notice the bookmark? There are many readers and libraries are a great distribution for these little items. These days, with free programs or phone apps, designing these paper items that can be printed at the home or at the local store that has a colour printer or, better yet, an office supplies shop, the hardest part of putting print on paper is designing the artwork and the message. School holidays can be a time when students are seeking some other activities and parents can appreciate a safe environment. A club that can draw on its members to enhance a youthful vocation is one that might find itself revived and with a younger outlook. I see plenty of notices for activities and businesses on the internet and social networks that miss one important piece of information. They have a contact phone number, a business or personal name, and even a time an event will be held. Then it is forgotten that not everyone has lived in the area forever and doesn't have a professional driver's knowledge of geography. They leave off the street address. Fine for people who are familiar, but there has been extensive migration since the pandemic struck, and a club could be missing out on meeting new community members for the lack of necessary information. Getting known in the community is important, whether it is a sporting, service or recreational body. Keeping the community aware of activities, either by publicity in the media, social media or word of mouth, is important to maintain that relationship which spells community engagement. So my feeling is, it's a very good time to be organising this type of promotion. Putting together a distribution list of places that your material is welcome, that is, venues that have agreed to display the material or distribute it, and then getting it designed and printed can fill in some of the colder nights where the bands are noisy. Something that will give a sense of satisfaction to members and hopefully grow the numbers. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.